How are you doing with restraint? Did you notice something up front here? Did you notice the box of chocolates up here? Lindy, did you see that? Box of chocolates. I don't know how it is with you, but there's like a little tiny voice that goes off inside of me when I see a box of chocolates. Do you have that voice too? The voice, yeah, do you have that, Lindy? The voice says something like this: it wouldn't hurt to just have one. And so I have one and abandon restraint and put the box away. And then that voice somehow gets a little stronger, gets a little more confidence. Does that voice do that to you after one? You've had one and you're in good shape. You've had a good summer and gotten healthy. What would one more chocolate do? Not a big deal. And I give in to the voice and have another, open it up and have a second chocolate. But then the voice gets really bold and starts to roar. And it says such things as this: you deserve it. You're free and can do whatever you want. Go for it, buddy. And the box of chocolate, it's gone. It disappears magically. It's all that voice. It's that little voice that gets stronger and stronger, stronger. Now, as I was studying Ephesians chapter 5, I think the issue that's going on here in our reading is the issue of restraint. I read it from this version here, NIV. The ESV puts it this way: let there be no sexual immorality or impurity or covetousness, which is translated other places, it's greed. Let that not be known among you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Nor let there be any crude talk or joking around that's not appropriate. Let that not be known among you, brothers and sisters in Christ. As I think about those words in Ephesians chapter 5, I think the thing that ties all those topics together, you see, is restraint. Sexual immorality, impurity, crude talk, greed. The little voice speaks. The little voice gets a little louder. It starts to roar. And then all of a sudden, you see, we're lost in darkness. The darkness that Paul's talking about. We're in a pit and can't get out. The Apostle Paul, I'm gonna remove these. I can just see people are getting excited about the chocolates. That's going to... The Apostle Paul had an uphill climb when he was talking about restraint, okay? Let's just talk about sexual immorality for a moment. I'm sorry to talk about a dicey topic, but this is real. This is what the Bible says. During Paul's time, you see, the world was living in which basically anything goes sexually was okay. Didn't really matter what you do. There were no boundaries. Go ahead and do whatever. In fact, the philosopher Cicero says, there's actually no problem having a dalliance on the side for a young man. The ancients have been doing it for years. Not a big deal. This is from Cicero. Cicero says this. In towns like Athens during the time of Jesus, there were brothels that were set up to bring income into the city. And those brothels then brought a lot of money and a lot of males into the city, as you can imagine. And you know what they did with the money from that in Athens? They built a temple to Aphrodite, the goddess of love. It wasn't just that sexual immorality was happening and it was okay. It was the religion of the day. It mixed with religious practices. That's how bold this is. And Paul is asking, Christianity brought it. Christianity brought morality to this topic. Practice restraint. No ancient civilization ever done that. Paul said practice restraint. Now today, Paul's got an uphill climb on this topic, doesn't he? Do we live in times of a lot of sexual immorality? We live in a time in which you're really not supposed to talk about that. By the way, they say now 40 to 50% of the content on the internet is about sexual immorality. Or leads you towards practicing sexual immorality. We have an uphill climb on all sorts of things. People are encouraged to just let it fly with crude talk. That's how you're going to get your point across. In fact, if you practice restraint, you might be deemed very weak in today's world. The Apostle Paul says, phooey. The Apostle Paul does not agree. Let me just put it to you that way. Let me take it one step further. The Apostle Paul would say, if you're not practicing restraint, the Holy Spirit's not at work in your life.